Kayo'y nakikinig sa SBS Filipino. Pakinggan niyo pa ang kwento sa sbs.com.au/filipino.
Kasama natin sa programa ngayong umaga, nakilala natin siya as Mayumi Morales, pero ngayon siya ay Mayumi Burns na. Good morning sa iyo, Mayumi!
Good morning po! Kamusta?
Kumusta ka? At alam ko nasa Western Australia ka pa rin?
Yes po, still here and yeah, married na po.
Yes, and can you just share with us how was your Christmas celebration?
Oh, the Christmas, it was really, really fun. We just bought a house as well, actually.
Congratulations!
Thank you for last year. So, yeah, we had the celebration in our house and my family was here, my mom and dad and my siblings and my husband's mom and dad as well. So we were all here and we just had so much fun. We stayed up till 12, till 2, actually.
Yeah.
And yeah.
So you hosted both side of your families?
You could say that. Not really like in my husband's entire family, but his mom and dad. Actually, I think, his immediate one, I think, is his mom and dad. Not with his cousins, but
Yeah.
And his dad as well, po, just recently flew here from Scotland. So.
Oh, wow. Buti nakabalik siya.
I know. Kaya nga po eh. So, actually, he just got off quarantine like a week before Christmas.
Okay. That's so good for the whole family to be together.
Yes.
So Mayumi, I know that you've worked as assistant nurse before when we had you 3 years ago. Exactly.
Yes.
3 years ago.
Was it 3 years ago?
Yes, it was. Uh-huh. Can you just give us an update? You're still working as assistant nurse.
I'm still working as assistant nurse because I'm very grateful for my job. It sustained me, especially with my studies. And I just finished my studies weeks ago. Yeah.
And so daming congratulations that. Para sa'yo, diba?
I know, sorry po. I know. Like, I just completed my course, Bachelor of Music. So through my job as well, which I'm very grateful for, you know, I was working while studying. So now, I know it's overwhelming after graduating and figuring out what to do next and all that. But yeah, I'm hopeful this year, hopefully some projects and yeah.
Yeah. Prior to the pandemic or when we had you in the program before, kumakanta-kanta ka sa mga events sa community, ano? As a singer, medyo sobrang naapektuhan yung industry ng entertainment, syempre ng performances din. How did you take it? Kasi alam natin, mga Pilipino, sanay na sanay sa mga events, di ba?
It was really hard, actually. It was really hard because I was studying as well, and I was studying Bachelor of Music. So we have a lot of performances at uni, and it was all cancelled. It was really heartbreaking. During my studies, I was feeling a bit anxious, and I had the thought of giving up the course. I know it was just like the last year, but it was a bit difficult for me. Actually, and then we had all our classes online, and I didn't know how I would go on. But I hang on. I hang on, although the events were all cancelled. We had our classes online, our singing online, voice lessons online, and we're very blessed to be still good in Western Australia. We had our quarantine months.
Yeah.
And then after that, we maintained naman po. So we kind of came back. And yun po, yung mga na-cancel na event, tinuloy naman po siya like later this year. Yeah. So that was good. We still had our opera.
Oh, that's nice.
Uni.
Yeah,
we had our opera at uni. Although it was, had it filmed and it was shown in YouTube.
Limited lang ang mga guests at audience, ano?
Yeah, kasi po yung production malaki na po yung mga cast. So parang over 50 na yung mga cast and crews. So yung audience na parang 14 lang.
So
we did it for 5 days. And then but it was filmed and then it was on YouTube. So that's just the way we had to do it. But it's still an opportunity for the students to, continue. I guess we also learned a lot from the pandemic, there's still a lot of opportunities that broke through from the pandemic, you know, all online things. Yeah.
You mentioned about online things. So have you done any online show or concerts?
aside from the opera, not really.
Mm-mm.
Not really. I don't know. I feel like because at the moment we're a bit kind of back to normal here now. So I didn't feel it as much. But of course, I've seen a lot of shows online from the Philippines. But for me, not much.
So having finished your Bachelor of Music and that is while you are working as an assistant nurse.
Yeah.
So how did you handle it? Because I know there were restrictions pagdating sa aged care, ano?
At
medyo mahirap din siya. So paano kayo sumabay sa mga pagbabago and restrictions under the COVID-19 restrictions nga?
Yeah, it was a scary time for everyone. Like there was a fear, and especially it's aged care. We're all very, you know, I had to protect myself. I feel like I was very irresponsible. I had to be very responsible in protecting myself so I can help my clients.
Mm-hmm.
So we had, of course, we had rules and system provided for that. For we had extra trainings, and we had rules in our facility, you know, no visitors and all that, or only limited number of visitors. So yeah, it was really tough, and yeah, and I feel like I was very obliged to protect myself. Yeah, I was very careful for.
Yeah,
that's my experience.
So ang daming bago sa'yo for 2020. You got married in 2018, at syempre, I assume you're also preparing to have your own family, you know. So with all the things that has happened during 2020, ano yung natutunan mo, Mayumi? Like in terms of first, with your career as a musician, and then I know that you still want to pursue nursing, and as a new wife, as a new couple, at syempre, a member of how many siblings nga kayo? 11?
10 po. 10,
okay. 10, yeah.
10 po. Well, I guess, you know when you feel like it's so difficult, but you just keep on hanging on po. I guess that's what I learned. You just hang on. And I think surround yourself with your family. And, you know, you have to be strong during these tough times. And I feel like what I realize is that we have to all help each other. Like in difficult times like this, we have to, the only, like with the pandemic, the only way we could survive is to just really help each other and do things together, you know, or stay home together. But I realize that, you know, by staying home and doing all the things together, we connect.
Yeah.
we're stronger. We feel like we're not seeing each other, or we're distancing ourselves, but at the same time we are doing things together. We're connected with that. So that's what I realized, like during the 2020. And as a new married couple, we learned a lot of things together as well with my husband. I learned a lot of things of how becoming a wife. We're part of the CFC as well, if you know that.
Couples for Christ,
Couples for Christ. So we were from Singles for Christ, and now we're Couples for Christ. It just went so quick. But like what you said, but we are actually hopeful for 2021, you know, to be parents, or we're hoping to be pregnant.
So yeah.
That's our main goal at the moment. Singing-wise, hopefully I could do some, like I said, some more projects. I would definitely audition to things. But the main one is to have a family.
Yeah, definitely, yeah. And sa mga nangyari health-wise, like everyone has gone through dealing with this pandemic, and you working as an assistant nurse, do you think you'll still continue on working in the aged care sector?
I actually love my job. I actually love my job. I love singing as well. So I think if ever I make a career out of singing, I'll still try to work in aged care if I can. Maybe cut my days, cut my hours, just to still be in touch with the health field, with aged care, because it's really nice, like, yeah, the fulfillment that you feel working in aged care. But it's not, it means a lot to me.
Yeah. And kung meron kang kanta, if you have a song na para sa, that you would like to dedicate for 2020 at sa mga nangyari sa taon na ito, what would that song be?
Yeah, I was thinking about that earlier. I think the song that came up to my mind is the song by Ate Yang, Hawakamai.
Oh, yeah. Can you give us a line or two?
Of course, I've got. Minsan madarama mo kaibigat ng problema. Minsan mahihirapan ka at masasabi di ko na kaya. Tumingin ka lang sa langit. Baka sakaling may masumpungan. O di kaya ako'y tuwagin. Malalaman mong kahit kailan hawak kamay. Di kita iiwan sa paglakbay. Ito sa mundo mo'y katiyakan, hawak kamay. Di kita ibitawan sa paglalakbay. Mundo ng kawalan.
Yay! What a beautiful song! At nakakakilabot. I've got goosebumps actually.
Thanks, Ate.
I know that your brother Makisig is in Sydney. You were not able to see him physically for the whole year, tama?
Yes. He was here on my brother's wedding as well.
That was last year.
Yes. I know. I miss him. And yeah, he's in Sydney. I think he's doing well with what they're doing with their business, with his wife. And
yeah.
I miss him.
At for the coming year, 2021, what are you hopeful for, Mayumi, in terms of your career, singing, or in nursing, and syempre sa family and personal?
Okay, po. For 2021, my husband and I are hoping for family. Hopefully, we can start. And in singing-wise, I'm hoping to perform more and actually, I want to bring this to the homes. I want to sing to the homes and share music and love through my music to the people in aged care. So hopefully, I can fulfill that. And of course, for the whole world, hopefully that we will all survive this and we will end this soon. Hopefully, that 2021, that also we can almost go back to normal, hopefully, and for peace for the world.
Yes.
My hope.
Thank you
prayer.
For that. At syempre, kung meron kang mensahe para sa ating mga kababayan dyan sa Western Australia at syempre for the whole of our kababayans in the whole of Australia, what's your message?
Ang masasabi ko lang po ay it's good to be a part of a community and it's good that we're all sharing our culture and beliefs and our faith as Filipinos, and hopefully we all continue that through this difficult time, and that we always stick together as a community, and that we always help each other, and that it's good what we're doing and what you're doing, Ate, to spread the word and to give voices to people.
Thank you so much, Mayumi. And where can our listeners follow Mayumi Morales Burns?
Well, Instagram and Facebook, if you type Mayumi Morales Burns, you'll see me. And I'll keep in touch. I'll keep in touch with all the projects and on my page. Yes.
Thank you so much, Mayumi Morales-Burns, and Happy New Year sa inyo dyan sa Western Australia.
Thank you. Happy New Year din to the whole Australia, to all our Filipino community, to everyone. God bless us all.
Nice yung bang makinig na iba pang kwento na tulad ito? Makinig sa Apple Podcast, Google Podcast, Spotify, o sa iba pang podcast apps.